This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, these oaths of contrast and complementary nature, this tussle between night and day and the struggle between men and women, all of that described brings us to the central statement of the surah. Everything else in the surah, in a sense, is a description of this ayah. The ayah I'm about to share with you. إِنَّ سَعِيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. No doubt about it, the efforts you make, all of your efforts, are truly diverse. They're truly in every direction. شَتَّى شَتِيت means something that is متفرق. You know, and mutawazzi, something distributed, something spread out, something in vast many different directions. Allah is saying the effort you make in this life, the things you work towards, the things you run and strive towards, are going in all different directions. And as different sometimes as night and day, and as different as man and woman, and as apart as soft and hard. So your humanity is making direction efforts in every possible direction. And so, from this now we get, and by the way, sa'a, some say, it comes in the meaning of kasab, of earning. Meaning what you're earning is all in different direction. You're earning all completely different things. So now what are these different contrasting efforts that are going so opposite in direction like night and day? That's what we're going to learn now. The first group we're going to learn about is the people whose efforts are headed in the right direction. And there are three verbs that are used, and they are in a progressive order. And I'll explain that to you because it's such a beautiful, profound order describing the moral worldview of the Qur'an. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَى بِالْحُسْنَى. Three words. أَعْطَى, as for the one who gave, then as for the one who gave. وَاتَّقَى, and was conscious, and fearful, and mindful. وَصَدَّقَى بِالْحُسْنَى, and accepted the ultimate beauty. Accepted the truth in the most beautiful thing. And that's a little harder to understand, I'll get to that in a second. I'll explain these one by one and then show you how they are the moral view of the Qur'an. A'ta means to be generous, to give. A'ti actually means to have something in your hand that can be reached. Like this is a'tahu, he was able to reach it, tanawalahu. Balagahu wa tanawalahu. A'ta is to give by your hand, give somebody else. Whatever you can extend to somebody, you extend. I'ta means in a sense, in a figurative sense, to give as much as you can. That's actually the meaning of i'ta, to give as much as you can. Now, when he says a'ta, he doesn't say a'ta man. A'ta, you know, a'ta dhal qurba, a'ta al-miskeen, a'ta al-yateem. He doesn't mention. He just says you're a giving person. When you have a chance to give somebody time, to give somebody a smile, to give somebody charity, to give somebody some help, to give somebody some advice, whatever you can give, you're a giving person. And this word encapsulates our goodness towards humanity. Essentially, goodness towards humanity is giving them something. A parent giving their child love. A teacher giving the student patience. You know, a generous person giving the poor, you know, charity, sadaqah. An expert giving the, you know, giving somebody else their advice. Or volunteering their time. It's all about giving. What we can give, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Spend out of what we've given you capability over. What we've left with you. Some of you have been left with talent. Some of you with strength, some of you with money, some of you with, you know, wisdom. Whatever it may be that Allah has given you, you give it back. You know, you don't hold it within you. You keep on giving. This is again the sense in this word, Allah is capturing how we are, you know, we're inspired, the good people are inspired to be giving towards others, goodness towards others. That's one side. Then he says, wattaqa. And the one who was conscious. And of course, you know, when we hear the word taqwa, to protect yourself, to be cautious, to be careful, we're talking about our relationship with who? With Allah Azza wa Jal. So now the first item was, you're good to humanity. And the second item is, you are good to Allah. See how beautiful this is? It captures both sides. In just two words, a'ta wa taqa. And it just takes care. Hukukul ibad, a'ta. Hukukullah, wa taqa. Two words. And it captures, in a sense, already a pretty comprehensive picture. But understand why these two things have to go hand in hand. There are people in the world who are humanitarian. They're generous, they're good people at work, they're nice to you, maybe your co-workers or whatever. You may have Christian or Jewish or Hindu or other non-Muslim friends who are extremely good human beings. You know, they have really good qualities. They have the quality of i'ta. But what they're missing though is what? So this is what we're going to learn now is there are people who have one level of goodness missing the second. Then they have a second level of goodness missing the third. If you have all three, then you have the ultimate good. Because فَسَنُ يَصِرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, the ultimate good, that's That's for the ultimate, or the ultimate ease is for the ultimately good. So there are levels of goodness. One level of goodness is just a humanitarian person. Another level of goodness is someone who not only is humanitarian, who is generous in giving, at the same time they're also conscious of Allah. They're not only concerned about goodness to humanity, they're concerned about goodness to the one who made them. Wattaqa. And then there's the item that seals the deal over both of these. And that is wasaddaqa bilhusna. It's not a complicated lesson. This shouldn't take too long to explain. But it's a very profound lesson. Saddaqa bilhusna, the complication for the mufassirun was that the word al-husna is actually an adjective. It means the most beautiful. So it says he confirmed or he accepted the truth of the in the most beautiful. Now, what is the most beautiful? In the most beautiful what? So some said in the most beautiful word, meaning la ilaha illallah. Some said in the most beautiful deeds, that those are good deeds to do. So there were many variations of what al-husna means. I would argue here, al-husna actually means the truth itself. Okay? Al-kalimat al-husna, any true word, is the most beautiful thing. In other words, now let me explain what this means in simple terms, but before I do, let's understand the word saddaqa, sidq, which is commonly understood as the word truth. The amazing thing about the Arabic language is, even abstract ideas like the truth, the original Arabic of them is associated with something tangible. This word comes with sayfun sadq, sulbun, wa min sulabati al-batin. As-sidqu dhiddu al-kathib, li'annahu wathaqahu wa haqqun thabitu, wathaquhu wa haqqun thabitun, kama anna fil kathibi luyuna. It actually means, sidq actually literally means something solid, something that doesn't budge. And the original of kathib is actually something soft. Because a lie has to keep adjusting to the reality. But the truth doesn't adjust. The truth is what the truth is. Hot or cold, easy or hard, the truth is what it is. Uncomfortable or not, the truth is what it is. Siddiq actually means the unchanging, uncompromising truth. When you say saddaqa, you're accepting something, whether it's comfortable to accept or not, easy to accept or not. It's a, you know what they call the hard truth? Literally, siddiq, you could translate as the hard truth. The word hard is already understood inside of it. So wasaddaqa bilhusna. Now let me tell you what this means in our everyday experience. You know, you could be a charitable person, you could be a giving person, but there's a problem. And the problem is, you know, you could be wrong. There are times where you have the wrong opinion. Or there are times where, you know, you practice, or, you know, there's a good Christian, he's charitable, and he's also spiritual in his worship and things like that. And despite all of that, when you discuss Islam with him or her, and they get cornered, they realize what you're saying is true, at that moment, something in one's hesitation kicks in. Like, I know you're making sense, but I'm not comfortable accepting this religion. I mean, have you heard what people say about Muslims in the media? I'm going to be associated with that? Even though what you're saying makes sense, it's not an easy call for me to make. I'm not going to do that. Or their pride kicks in. No way I'm going to accept that I'm wrong. You know, when you hold on to a view and you're confident about a view, and somebody comes along and says, you know what, there's actually a better truth. There's something that you need to know that I need to tell you that you need to correct yourself. Okay. Right? So what I was saying was, I'll give my own example. I give a talk and I share something about an ayah, or I share something about a surah. And then somebody comes up to me and says, actually what you shared was incorrect. You messed up here, 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 and here. And in my head, immediately, I realize that what they're saying makes a lot of sense. Immediately. But there are people around. Everybody's watching. What's he going to say? Now I could say, well, there are other ways of looking at it, you know. Well, there's a difference of opinion. I mean, I could do that. Or I could just say, you know what, you're right. I was wrong. I'm going to fix that. Right at that time. If something is presented to me, despite the hesitation, despite the social, oh my God, he got corrected, or whatever, despite all of that, if I just accept that there's the more beautiful truth that's been presented to me, and I accept the truth of it without hesitation, without fear of consequence. Truth is the truth. I'm going to humble myself before it. This is the ultimate goodness that a person can reach. This is the height of it. And this, by the way, completes the first two. Meaning a'ta, giving people, being towards people. Maybe you're wrong towards someone and somebody comes to you and says, you're not being right towards this person, you should have done this this way, this way, this way. Your first inclination, your ego's inclination, your self-respect and your self-esteem says, yeah, I know, I get you, but I have my reasons. Like, you don't want to accept that you've done something incorrect. You want to justify. You want to rationalize. I want to rationalize. I mean, it's hard to live with ourselves if we don't rationalize. Similarly, when it comes to religion itself, the taqwa of Allah, you know, Islamically, what you're doing is wrong. Or, you know, you believe this, but this is not actually what you're supposed to be. Look at this ayah. Look at this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Look at this truth. How, you know, what you're saying contradicts this, or what you believe contradicts this. At that moment, you're like, you know what? You're not a scholar. Or you're not this. You know, I believe what I believe. At that moment, it's hard to accept the truth when it's presented to you right away. But when the beauty and the truth of something, when the most beautiful truth is presented to you, when the most beautiful deed is presented to you, you hesitate in no way to accept it. That is actually the al-maqam al-siddiqi. This is the station of someone who just, when the truth comes, come what may, I'm just going to accept it. That's it. That's what I'm going to take. Good enough for me. This is why they said that this surah is about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The truth of the Prophet was presented to him. There's no hesitation. There's no time. There's no processing. Yes, you are the Messenger of Allah. Done. There was no, let me think about it for a couple of days. Let me process this. Let me think of the implications. What's my family going to think? What's society going to think? What are people saying about you? You know, this is going to be pretty bad. You realize that, right? Like, we're going to lose our Arab citizenship over this. Our Qurayshi citizenship over this. They're going to kick us out of here if we accept this. I don't think anybody's going to give us business anymore or deal with us the same way. There's no thought of consequence. He just accepts it. This is the height of... He was already charitable. He wanted to develop taqwa of Allah. And when the truth came to him, he just accepted it. You know? The other beautiful thing here that we're learning is that the fitrah of the human being. From the very beginning of human experience, from childhood, we experience the love of our mother and the love of our father. And our first experience of goodness is actually goodness towards humanity. Okay, family, then friends, then society, etc. If a person has that natural goodness in them, then they will actually be inclined towards the goodness to Allah. Taqwa will be naturally a next follower. It'll just come. Okay, and then when that taqwa comes, these two things together will be perfected by at-tasdiq bil-husna, wa-saddaqa bil-husna.